squirrel quietly hides beneath the snow and spots a fat acorn being added to a festive display. With an aubergine on his head to disguise him, he pinches the acorn but then spots three more being used as buttons on a snowman. He dances across a string of them hanging between two rocks and is later heaving a sled overloaded with the nuts across the bright white snow. He drops over a ledge, the acorns roll away, and as he lands in the snow, the sled falls on top of him. 20th Century Fox presents Ice Age, a mammoth Christmas.
Okay, Ellie, I got her!
The Christmas rock!
Just got her out of storage. I wanted to surprise Peaches. Where is our sweet little angel?
Huh? Incoming!
There's your sweet little angel.
Sorry, Dad!
Yeah! It's on!
You guys need to chill out.
A snowball.
Peaches!
The Christmas rock! I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it!
No, don't! Oh, too late.
I duck.
This is the same Christmas rock I had when I was a kid. It's an heirloom that's been in our family for generations.
Tonight, when Santa comes by with his presents, he'll see this rock and know that a very special little girl lives here.
Oh, Christmas rock! Christmas rock! You're 30 tons of granite! And every Christmas!
You know you're singing to a rock, right?
It's a Christmas tradition for the kids. Don't sabers have Christmas traditions?
Oh, yeah. Every year, my dad would bring home the biggest, fattest gazelles he could find, and then we'd all rip into their... our presents. And we'd play games with the gazelles and dance with them and not eat them. The end.
Merry Christmas, my mammals.
Wow, that's some crazy rock.
Step away from the stone.
Why?
You'll break it.
Sid can't break a rock.
Don't tempt him.
Uncle Sid, we need this so that Santa can find us tonight.
What, this? Oh, poof. We could go right past it.
You need something bigger, taller, sparklier. Something with a pizzazz.
A tree.
A Christmas tree. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds?
There's millions of trees out there, Sid. How would anyone notice this one?
Well, we could decorate it. Crash, Eddie!
The three friends decorate the tree with strings of worms, tiny skeletons, a hedgehog curled up into a ball, some cobwebs, crawling insects, and scatterings of snow.
And voila!
It does look pretty good.
That'll never catch on.
It's beautiful.
It needs a certain razzle-dazzle on top. Something that says Sid.
Some ice sticks to his behind, and as he pulls away from it, it breaks into a star.
And just like that, a tradition is born.
The tree bends and flicks the star through the air straight into the rock.
Seriously, what did you think was gonna...
Yep, that says Sid all right.
The rock shatters into pieces.
Okay, let's just keep it together. It really is about the spirit of Christmas, isn't it?
You're about to be a spirit of Christmas, Sid.
Manny, please. I'm so sorry.
You know what, Sid? I'm the least of your worries. You got to answer to Santa.
Santa? Santa Claus?
He is never going to forgive this. You just got yourself on Santa's, Santa's naughty list.
Santa has a naughty list?
Yeah, and if you're not good, then he puts your name on it.
We're never good.
Then why start now?
Well, if your name's on the naughty list, you don't get Christmas.
But no! Why me? Besides the fact that it's my fault.
The naughty list? Where did you come up with that?
Relax. Sid's gullible, but he's not that gullible. He knows this Santa stuff is just for kids.
What? You don't believe in Santa?
Well...
Of course he believes. That's the magic of Christmas.
If anyone deserves to be on the naughty list, Dad, it's you.
She sure told you, didn't she?
Well, too bad. I'm a grown-up. Grown-ups don't believe in the naughty list.
Ah! I'm not getting Christmas! And I'm happy.
Don't cry, Sid.
Why not?
Your tears are freezing solid.
Huh? His feet are frozen in blocks. As he sobs, the heavy ice on his feet sends him sliding down a hillside. Scrat sniffs the snow, then spots an acorn frozen into the ice on the surface of a lake. As he hurries to retrieve it, he slips and slides clumsily across the ice, unable to reach the fat nut. Leaping towards it, he wraps his tongue around the stalk, then spins round and round it, ending up in a twisted spiral perched on top of it. He manages to unravel himself, and as he grabs hold of the acorn, he discovers he can skate like a professional. He glides effortlessly through a hollow log, but once out the other end, he discovers he's holding a prehistoric spider and not the acorn.
Why am I on Santa's naughty list? Why?
My guess? Because he doesn't have a loser list.
Well, thanks for trying to cheer me up. I still feel terrible.
Pull it together, Uncle Sid. We've got work to do.
But I'm still sulking.
No time.
We're going to the pole.
The north one?
Yep. We're gonna find Santa so I can prove to my dad that he's real. And we're gonna get you off that list.
And us too. We may be naughty, but we still want Christmas.
Peaches, honey, you can't come with us. This is a very dangerous journey. The North Pole is a desolate land of ice and snow.
This isn't exactly Miami.
Come on, Uncle Sid. I want us all to have Christmas together.
I don't know. It's wildly irresponsible and impulsive. But let's do it! Northward ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
Guys, let's follow the northern lights. North. Get it?
Northward ho!
Santa ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
They march away.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 fleas a-biting!
8 pounds of earwax!
7 frosty fingers!
6 frosty fingers!
5 rot!
Eggs?
I think we just marched off the Earth.
No, it's a whiteout. We'll be safe as long as we all stay together. Peaches, where are you?
Uncle Sid?
Peaches!
Uncle Sid?
Peaches?
Huh? Eddie, where are you, Eddie?
Oh, wait, I'm Eddie.
They're surrounded by mist.
Okay, everyone, grab hold of your buddy and follow me. I have an excellent sense of direction. Wait.
Bless you.
Thank you.
They've been standing on the edge of a precipice and fall down it. Suddenly, they're lifted up by a flying reindeer, landing heavily in the snow.
Did you see what I just did there? Pa-pow!
You're a reindeer.
Yeah, I know.
You can fly!
I know.
You're amazing!
I know. Check it out, sauerkraut. I can hover, roll, and zing.
Zing?
Zing! Bam!
What's your name?
My name is, Prancer.
Prancer?
It's a family name.
Oh, don't listen to them. You saved our lives, and we'll never forget you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Are you sure you don't need my help?
Oh, no, thank you. You've done more than enough. Look, we'll take it from here.
The reindeer comes with us.
What do you think?
You want an honest answer or a Christmas answer?
Christmas answer.
It's gorgeous.
Manny?
Huh?
Have you seen Peaches? I can't find her anywhere. And Sid, Crash, and Eddie are gone, too.
Last I saw them, they were trying to figure out how to get off Santa's naughty list.
What naughty list? Oh, I made it up!
We gotta find them. Diego, can you pick up Sid's scent?
I can, but it makes my eyes burn.
Do it!
Got it.
So, Prancer, how long will it take us to get to the North Pole?
Whoa. You can't walk to the North Pole. It's too far. But I can fly you there. No sweat. I'm Air Prancer.
Oh, no, we couldn't.
No. My family raised me to be good to strangers. And there's really no one stranger than you guys.
Huh?
Shotgun!
Yeah!
We've run into a little turbulence, folks. Please, fasten your seatbelts.
I'm not too heavy, am I?
No, you're light as a feather.
788-pound feather.
Do you come equipped with barf bags?
Peaches!
Manny, where's Diego?
Diego,
Buddy, are you okay?
Glad you didn't kiss me.
Are you sure this is North?
I don't know. I'm all scrambled.
Wait, tracks!
Diego?
The geomagnetic whatever, it's messing with my sense of direction.
Oh, well, that's just great! We're completely lost, my little girl is missing, and...
Manny, honey, everything's gonna be fine.
How?
Just believe in the magic of Christmas.
Oh, this is silly.
Just try it.
It's not gonna work!
Do it for Peaches.
I believe.
Manny, look! The Northern Lights! North! Get it?
That was just a coincidence, right?
Who cares? I'll take it! Let's go!
Bushes ripe with fruit.
We must be getting close!
Sugar plums!
Peppermint bark!
Yellow snow, my favorite!
Don't. Just don't.
Halt! None shall pass!
Oh, hi, little guy. So who are you?
We are the Santaraj. We keep intruders out so Santa can do his work without interruption.
I knew he was real! You've got to let us see him.
It is forbidden! Turn back, I command you. Bye.
Oh, yeah? You and what army?
Hundreds of them.
Oh, that army.
Hasta luego!
Feliz Navidad!
But you gotta let me in. I'm on the list.
He must not be disturbed, or we won't get presents. You have been warned. Unleash pack!
The guard sloths have shields and weapons.
Bring it on, you little flea bags. You're no match for the power of...
Flight.
Everybody, grab a leg and pull!
Prancer's got his antlers stuck in a roof of ice. They pull, and the ice cracks. The cracks spread across the mountains, and a snowball bounces down towards Manny and the others. An avalanche.
Run!
They're tossed inside the rushing snow.
You better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa's made a wooden spinning top, and he throws it into an overflowing sack of toys on the back of a simple sleigh. As he pulls the sack along, he spots the avalanche.
Ah, nutmeg.
Oh, no!
The avalanche has dumped Manny and the others near the sugar plum bushes. Prancer pulls Sid out of the snow.
Sid?
Sid, where's Peaches?
Peaches!
Peaches!
Where are you?
Over here! Wait, the reindeer fly up here?
This one does, cuz...
Peaches!
Daddy!
Oh, baby, we were so worried about you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are so grounded.
Sorry, Daddy.
I'm talking to Sid.
Sorry, Daddy.
Frolicking fruitcake!
It's Santa!
Just because there's a fat guy, it doesn't make him Santa.
I'm not fat. It's this suit. It's very poofy.
Manny, it is Santa! And he's just as old and decrepit as I imagine, and oh, so jolly.
Oh, look at this mess. 2 hours to Christmas and everything's ruined! My toys, my sleigh, all my hard work.
Would this be a good time to talk about getting off the naughty list?
Sid, there's no such thing.
There is now, Manfred. Thanks for the idea.
Wait, how do you know my name?
Santa?
Hey, what did we do?
Ahem.
Oh, right. Destroyed Christmas.
Peaches, you were... I mean, I was... That's Santa. That, standing right there. He's real.
Duh.
There's gonna be a lot of disappointed kids tomorrow morning.
Ow!
Diego hits Sid while the others look downhearted.
There's got to be a way to fix this.
Dad, it's impossible. There's only 8 of us.
And 800 of them!
Wait, us? You mean as in us?
You never thought to give the old fat boy a hand, huh? Come on, Peach. You taught me to believe. What do you say?
Hit it! Ow! Not me!
Dad,
Take the hawk with moss and rock we
fa-la-la-la-la. What's a hawk?
Tis a season.
What's a season?
Fa-la-la-la-la.
Just play along.
I can fix this, Mr. Santa.
We can fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Give us Lord a chance, now can't you?
Too many laws are in this song.
I have no idea why I just did that.
That's a toy, and that's a toy.
And this is no good for anything.
Sid has got the proper spirit.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
Not too bad.
Beautiful.
Don't let Sid near it.
Come on now, Dad.
We can do it.
If we hurry.
Lend a paw, everyone.
Even if you're small and furry.
All together we can get it done.
A ball of twine? Who's gonna want that?
Woo!
All right.
What do we do with this?
Why don't we put it here?
Mwah.
Hey!
Something about that mistletoe.
This shall go down in the annals.
And we're not through.
Peace and goodwill towards all mammals.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Just for you.
Sid wraps a present.
Things were looking grim and tragic.
But we got busy and pulled it off.
Now we found some Christmas magic.
All because of each and every sloth.
All because of each and every sloth?
All because of each and every one!
I can't believe it. These presents, the decorations, the sleigh.
Ain't she fly?
I bet the mini sloth could help you make presents every year. Right, guys?
Well, we're gonna need hats. Cute hats.
In fact, it looks like you've got enough toys for every child on Earth.
Every child? Around the world. I wish I could, but I don't see how.
Santa, I'm giving you the biggest Christmas gift of all. Me! You're flying Air Prancer tonight.
Oh, that's the spirit, Francie boy.
Time to put this deer in high gear.
Vroom, vroom.
Huh? Whoa.
Up, up, and away! Saving Christmas, here we go. Anytime you're ready.
I can't believe it. I failed.
Huh?
This family doesn't give up that easy.
All right, Dad!
Come on, Prancer! We have to keep trying! You're the only flying reindeer we've got! Unless you know 10 others.
You're right. I can't do this alone.
Wait! Where are you going?
Perfect.
Wow, heck of a day, eh, Santa? Come on.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh.
Still on the naughty list, huh?
They tried to pull the sleigh.
Okay, so we traveled about 30 feet so far. If we keep up this pace, we should make it around the world in what? Let's say just under 8,000 years?
Bah, humbug.
Hey, guys! Manny's right! Nothing's impossible if you pull together. Meet my family! Dasher, Dancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
Blitzen? And I thought Prancer was bad!
Flying them up to the heavens.
Nice name.
It suits you.
Thanks, Prancer.
I thought I was such a hotshot, but sometimes you gotta have a little help.
That's what this herd has taught me.
Stay.
Among other things.
Now, let's do this.
The reindeer strain as they try to pull the sleigh, but it starts to move. They lift up into the air and fly away.
Nice job!
It's the naughty list, and it changes into the nice one, the names going from red to green.
I got Christmas!
See what happens when you believe, Dad?
I gotta say, I'm kind of digging the holiday magic.
Merry Christmas, you two.
Ho, ho, ho!
Right.
Merry Christmas!
Scrat is in the sleigh, and he finds a present addressed to him from Santa. It's a big acorn, but it opens up to reveal a smaller one, which in turn opens up to reveal another one, over and over until he finds one tiny acorn. At first he looks disappointed, but then excitement kicks in. He's about to eat it when the wind blows it away. Leaping after it, his leg becomes entangled in a long green cable from the sleigh, and it swings him up to be kicked repeatedly by one of the reindeer.